Welcome to Living Well with Eisenhower Health, healthcare as it should be. I'm Caitlin White, your host for today's episode. With me is Dr. Amy Chin from Eisenhower Health, and we will be discussing the crucial topic of pediatric vaccines. So, doctor, to start off our show today, parents of school-aged children attending public schools are required to have vaccines to attend. Why is this so important?
It's really about protection, both for your child and the entire school community. Schools bring hundreds of kids together in close contact, which makes it very easy for germs to spread. So vaccines create a protective barrier that prevents outbreaks of serious illnesses like the measles or whooping cough. They also safeguard vulnerable students who can't get vaccinated because of medical conditions. The bottom line is that vaccines keep classrooms safe, healthy, and focused on learning.
Well, let's even go back a few more years before school age. What vaccines do infants normally receive?
So infants generally start receiving vaccines at 2 months. You know, the most common is usually the DTaP, the Hib, or what we call Hibrix, pneumococcal, the polio vaccine, of course, and something called rotavirus.
And then what vaccines are usually recommended for our school-age children?
So not very different than what you start getting as infants. So again, you have the DTaP, which is diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. You have polio, the measles, mumps, and rubella, varicella, and hepatitis B.
Gotcha. And could you explain what each of these vaccines prevent?
Sure. So the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, there's basically a 3-in-1. Diphtheria protects against a respiratory mucosal infection. Tetanus protects against a bacteria that attacks the neurological aspect of your muscles, and pertussis protects against whooping cough. Polio is now eliminated, but it protects against that particular disease that left many children in those chambers because it affected the respiratory system. Hepatitis B protects against hepatitis B, which is something that can affect your liver function. The measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, which is a trio, the measles essentially is obsolete, although there have been some symptoms out there. The measles vaccine protects against a viral infection that can cause respiratory symptoms, but really the concern is the complications that this disease can bring. The mumps is another viral contagious illness that causes painful swelling of the salivary glands. But once again, the real danger or the fear is the complication of what the mumps can lead to, serious things like meningitis or encephalitis. And rubella is also another virus that we have yet to see. And again, these symptoms are very vague. So respiratory sort of symptoms, headaches, and swollen lymph nodes. And the complication of rubella is what we are trying to prevent, particularly in our pregnant mothers that can lead to certain defects if she's pregnant in the womb. And then varicella protects against chickenpox.
And a couple of vaccines I want to ask about. What about HPV? Where does that come into play?
So HPV is one of my favorite vaccines to talk about because it is, in fact, the only vaccine that we have that is very, very good at protecting against cancer. So the HPV vaccine protects against about 90% of HPV-related cancers, which is unbelievable if you think about it. And so we generally offer this vaccine, or it's recommended to get at the age of 9, the earliest. And then if you're receiving it later at the age of 15, we recommend getting a 3-series dose.
And then how about that yearly flu shot? Should our kiddos be getting that as well?
Yes, the CDC does recommend the flu shot annually, particularly when the flu season is at its peak.
Great. And then wrap it up for us, doctor. Is it important to consult with your child's physician prior to getting a vaccine? And why is that so important?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if any parent has any questions regarding the health of the child, their first go-to should really be their physician. And that's important because while all vaccines are safe and there's strong evidence behind it, each child is kind of unique. And your family medicine doctor or your pediatrician knows your child's history, other things that may not be blanketed in these guidelines. And I always love when my patients come with questions because there are a lot of misinformation out there. So to bring the discussion to the table and talk about what they're concerned about, I mean, that is the point of having a primary care physician.
Of course. Well, doctor, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing this crucial information. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
For more information, visit cdph.ca.gov. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on all your social channels and explore our entire podcast library for more topics of interest. I'm Caitlin White, and this is Living Well with Eisenhower Health, healthcare as it should be. Thank you for listening.